March 22, entrusted capital. Then Jesus said unto them, Yet a little while is the light with you. Walk while ye have the light, yet lest darkness come upon you. For he that walketh in darkness knoweth not whither he goeth. John 12:35. This is the warning we would give to you who claim to believe the truth. Yet a little while is the light with you. We would ask you to consider the shortness of human life, how swiftly time is passing. Golden opportunities and privileges are within our reach. The plenteous, abundant mercy of God is awaiting our demand upon its richest treasures. The Savior is waiting to dispense His blessings freely, and the only question is, will you accept them? The rich provisions have been made, and light is shining in a variety of ways, but this light will lose its preciousness to those who do not appreciate it, who do not accept and respond to it, or having received it, do not pass the light along to others. Your life, your soul, your strength, your capabilities, your powers of mind and body are to be regarded by you as entrusted capital to be improved for your Lord during the period of your life. You are to stand in your allotted order in God's great army to work out His plan in saving your own soul and the souls of others. This you may do by living a consistent Christian life, by putting forth earnest efforts, by learning in the school of Christ His ways, His purposes, and subordinating your will and way to the will and way of Christ. The Christian is to live a life distinctly different from that of the worldling. The worldling lives a cheap quality of life. He consents not to spiritual life. It is he who has the love of God that has life. It is he whose hope is centered not in this world, but in Christ, the great center. He that hath the Son hath life, and he that hath not the Son of God hath not life. 1 John 5:12. Those who believe in Christ derive their motive power and the texture of their characters from him in whom they believe. Examine yourselves whether ye be in the faith. Prove your own selves. 2 Corinthians 13:5.